Then reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 1. The first step of God realization. Text number 20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rajastamobhyam Akshitam. Vimudham Mana Atmanah. Yachidharanayadhiro. Hanti yatat kritam malam. Rajastamo bhyam akshiptam. Vimudham mana atmanah. Yachidharanayadhiro. Hantiya tat kritam malam. Translation of the words, please repeat. Rajaha, the passionate mode of nature. Tamobhyam, as well as by the ignorant mode of material nature. Akshiptam, agitated. Vimudham, bewildered. Manaha, the mind. Atmanaha, of one's own. Yachet, get it rectified. Dharanaya, by conception of Vishnu. Dhiraha, the pacified. Hanti, destroys. Ya, all those. Tat kritam, done by them. Malam, dirt things. Translation. One's mind is always agitated by the passionate mode of material nature and bewildered by the ignorant mode of nature. But one can rectify such conceptions by the relation of Vishnu and thus become pacified by cleansing the dirty things created by them. Purport given by His Divine Grace,
Srila Prabhupada.
Persons generally conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance cannot be bona fide candidates for being situated in the transcendental stage of God realization. Only persons conducted by the mode of goodness can have the knowledge of the Supreme Truth. Effects of the modes of passion and ignorance are manifested by too much hankering after wealth and women. And those who are too much after wealth and women can rectify their leanings only by constant remembrance of Vishnu and His potential impersonal feature. Generally, the impersonalists or monists are influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. Such impersonalists think of themselves as liberated souls, but they have no knowledge of the transcendental personal feature of the Absolute Truth. Actually, they are impure in heart on account of being devoid of knowledge of the personal feature of the Absolute. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that after many hundreds of births, the impersonal philosopher surrenders unto the personality of Godhead. To acquire such a qualification of God realization in the personal feature, the neophyte impersonalist is given a chance to realize the relation of the Lord in everything by the philosophy of pantheism. Pantheism, in its higher status, does not permit the student to form an impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, but it extends the conception of the Absolute Truth into the field of the so-called material energy. Everything created by the material energy can be dovetailed with Absolute by an attitude of service, which is the essential part of living energy. If you are a devotee of the Lord, knows the art of converting everything into its spiritual existence by the service attitude, and only in that devotional way can the theory of pantheism be perfected. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Ajnam Janashalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Bhupakadamahyam Dadachi Swapadam Kikam Vandeham Siguruho Sijuta Pada Kamalam Sigurum Vashnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahaganaragunatam Vidantam Sahajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashachade Shatarine. In the verse again, Vrajastamubhyam makshipam vimudham manatmanaha yache dharanayadhiro hanchiyatat kritam alam. One's mind is always agitated by the passionate mode of material nature and bewildered by the ignorant mode of nature. But one can rectify such conceptions by the relation of Vishnu and thus become pacified by cleansing the dirt things created by them.
This is actually one very, very nice verse spoken by Shukadeva Goswami in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. Second canto starts the discourse of Shukadeva Goswami, answering the question of Parikshit Maharaj, what a person has to do if he's at the point of to die. And then Shukadeva Goswami is explaining the one has to control the mind. We cannot speak about yoga without controlling the mind. This is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. This is the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains many things about the mind. The mind can be our friend and also our enemy. And then Krishna explained, we have to control the senses and control the mind. At a certain point, Arjuna, he asked Krishna, Chanchalam himana Krishna pramati balabhadridham tasya ham nigraham manye vayuriva sudushkaram. He said, oh Krishna, the mind is always chanchalam, restless, pramati, agitating, balavad, so strong, dridham, obstinate. Tasya ham nigraham manye vayuriva. Sudushkaram. I think it's impossible to control the mind. Like there is no technology to control the winds. We see that this analogy that Arjuna gave is completely up to date. If there is some technology to neutralize these hurricanes like that made so many. And then he says it's like the mind destroy everything. Yeah, like this. And then what Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vuvacha Sanshayam Mana Mahabaho Manudur Nigraham Chalam Abhyasena Tukanteya Vairagena Chagrihyati. Krishna says, yes, Arjuna, I agree with you. Sanshayam Mana Mahabaho Manudur Nigraham Chalam. The mind is really very difficult to control. But Krishna gave two instructions. He says, Abhyasena Tukanteya Vairagena Chagrihyate. First, Krishna says, Abhyasa. Abhyasa Yoga. This word appears also in another verse in Bhagavad Gita. Abhyasa Yoga means the constant practice. Every day, the sadhana, we have to perform our sadhana every day. Abhyasena to contact, vairagyena to, and vairagya, detachment, to control our desires. This is a very important knowledge. This is very important instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, because we see people does not have any idea about how to control the attachment. Normally the people grow old and become more and more attached. And then I say that this Vedic culture or Vedic knowledge is the knowledge of detachment. This is very important. There is a time in the cycle of living the life. The first part, brahmachari and grihastha. Okay, natural. The person has aspirations, has desires. It's natural. But the second part, forget. If the desires are not satisfied, no, forget. Like this. Now you have to develop another type of desires. Spiritual desires. Yeah. It is very important to know. People does not know these things and become like bewildered. In the end of the life, it becomes perplexed like this. And I cannot solve all my desires like this. Become frustrated, depressed, perplexed. You cannot understand what is the purpose of the life itself. But in Krishna consciousness, this is very clear for us. Eh? And then this verse says that in general people are influenced by the modes of nature. This is is explained also in the first canto. Sutta Goswami also, he explained the same subject. Sutta Goswami says, tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhadayascha ye cetitairanavidham sthitam satve prasidhati. Hare Krishna. Tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayascha ye chetan etair navidham sthitam satve prasidhati. We have to conquer the lower modes of nature. Tamaguna and Rajaguna. And as explained here, is characterized by Loba, Kamal, Loba, Matsarya, Moha, etc. Greed, envy, lusty, illusion. Chetataira Navidam. We have to clean our mind of this influence of the lower modes of nature, sthitam satve prasidhati, and situating the mode of goodness. In this mode of goodness, this verse says prasidhati, the mind is satisfied. And then, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. When one is situated in mode of goodness, prasanna manas, the mind is satisfied like this. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in 16th chapter, that only in sattva gun one can get happiness in this world. Yeah? In the mode of passion, one just gets anxiety. And the mode of ignorance, tamagun, just craziness. And then the verse says, prasanna manas. The mind is satisfied.
Bhagavat bhakti yogataha.
In the mode of goodness, one can really perform bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Because in the mode of passion, people can be religious. He can go to this church or temple or mosque, but just to ask things, oh God, give me more. Solve my problems. They're like this. Just asking things because he has so many desires. But in goodness, devotee goes to the temple just to please the Supreme Lord. The service attitude, as in this verse, Srila Prabhupada said that what the impersonalists, this everything created in material is devoted by the absolute by an attitude of service, which is the essential part of living entity. This attitude of service is the essence of bhakti yoga. This is what people cannot understand. Only devotees can understand this point. It's simple for us. For example, many years ago, like 30 years ago, like this, in Brazil there's one magazine, that's esoteric magazines like this, New Age, like Planet. And then they are doing one issue for each type of yoga. And then they made one issue, one number for bhakti yoga. One disaster. Disaster. And by chance I knew the editor. And then I met him. I said, you are crazy. What do you speak like that? You don't know what is bhakti yoga is. Like this. But he does not touch the point of devotional service. Oh, sentiment like this feeling. You're feeling like this. But no, we devotedly know that. What is the essence? The essence is the service attitude. Devotional service. Only devotees, only bhaktas can understand this point. The impersonalists, they cannot. Once I was in Rishikesh, I was alone. And then I came back to the Himalayas. And then is at night, at evening like this, and then I was tired. I went to one ashram and asked to be overnight there. And then came one Mayavad sannyas to talk with me. I was brahmachari that time. And then he was trying to preach to me like this. Oh, bhakti yoga is good, good. Worship Krishna, yeah, it's very good. But there is something higher like this. And then one day you will understand what is Brahman like that. And then I tried to argue with him, but it's impossible. It's impossible like this. And then I prayed to Krishna, Krishna, please, what can you do? I will not go to bed with it if this man has the last word.
And I said to him, like, look, Olha, look, the only thing that I want in my life, I want eternally, understand, eternally, to serve Lord Krishna. This is the only thing I want, like this. And then he stressed this point like this, and then the man becomes like, a thing agitated. Okay, let's go to bed. I got. Like this. And then he says in the goodness, the verse says, Bhakti Yoga Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Taha. And also in the mode of goodness, the verse says, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. It's the only way to know Krishna. It's the only way to know God. Otherwise it's a misconception. For example, the Christian, they say, what about God? God is the creator. And now, he is doing. He is retired. Like this. Another, the Rajaguni people, they say, God is our supplier. He can supply me things. Like this. But we cannot understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme enjoyer. Like this. Only devotees can understand this. And Mukta Sangha Sejayati, Mukta Sangha, Sangha, the association of this material energy. It is very strong, this association, this expression of the material energy in the everyone's lives. But by situated in Sattvaguna, Mukta Sangha Jayati. One becomes free from this expression of the material energy. As Srila Prabhupada once gave an example of the dried coconut. Because the pulp of the coconut is attached to the shell. But if you dry, and then the pulp become dried, and then they become He shrinks like this, and then he came out from the shelf, and then and then we can take the coconut, and then like clock. It's free inside. in the same way we are in this material world. And then, in general, people are attached to this world. But devotees are detached, are free from this influence of this mode, lower modes of nature. And of course, we can transcend the modes of nature, As Krishna says, what is the verse? My memory. Very long verse. This is my time of study also. like this. Manchayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samachitya itam brahma buyaya kalpate. by practicing devotional service, sagunam samachityaitam. One can conquer the modes of nature. For example, in the kirtan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental. It's transcendental. Yeah. It's transcendental situation. Srila Prabhupada in this purport mentions some such interesting points. Such impersonally think of themselves as liberated souls, but they have no knowledge of the transcendental personal feature of the Absolute Truth. Like this, as in Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse says, Yene rabindaksa vimukta mani nasta iyasta bhava vishuda buddhaya aruhya krishrena parampadam tatam patancha dhavna drityusma dangraya. Verse says that the people can perform some spiritual practices and achieve a very elevate state of consciousness by controlling the mind, the senses, and purifying the mind like that. And then the verse says, Vimukta maninas. Vimukta maninas. They think they are liberated. Yeah. But the verse says, because they does not recognize this position, transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they don't surrender to His lotus feet. And then the tendency is that they can fall from that position. And the verse says, Avishuddha buddhi, because their buddhi, their consciousness is not completely pure. Because the mentality is that, the mentality of the devotional service is that I want to please Krishna. I is there, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the object. Ashraya in the Vishaya. And then Krishna is this is the more important point. But for the impersonalist, and then I want to be free from this material world. I want to stop suffering. I want my liberation. I want mukti. Like this. So much higher. Like this. This is not the pure buddhi, the pure consciousness. And then, because Jiva Goswami says in Sat Sandarbha that if one does not recognize that Lord Krishna is transcendental, he cannot be liberated. Even if he wants the impersonal liberation, he has to ask Krishna, Krishna, please give me this kind of liberation. Krishna says, okay, you take. But he has to recognize that. But the impersonal process is that one, by his own effort, they want to get liberation. Because that Krishna says in Bhagavad, Klesho jikatarastesham avyakta sakta chitasam avyakta hirgatir dukham abad. Krishna says it's very hard process to get liberation. Best to surrender to Krishna. Here also in this verse, in this
purport Srila Prabhupada mentioned that to acquire such a qualification of God realization, the personal feature, the neophyte impersonalist is giving a chance to realize the relation of the Lord in everything by the philosophy of pantheism. This philosophy, the pantheism means that to consider the nature as God. God is just the nature. This is very simple approach to God. But our understanding is that the nature is energy of Krishna. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kinchanga shagatyam jagat. Is a energy of Krishna. And also we understand that the spiritual energy pervades this nature, this inferior nature. And then we can identify Brahma realization means that one identifies that there is spiritual energy and material energy. And then we can understand that there is some intelligence behind that. And then this, when one understands Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartati iti matvabhajantimam buddha bhava sabhambita. When we understand that Krishna is behind everything, is the origin of material, spiritual energy, and then we naturally we surrender to Him, like this. This is devotion. And then the pantheist, He can elevate himself, themselves to the point of the impersonalist, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned here. And he get this Brahman realization. And then, as Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmam Nashoshati Nakanchati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. When one has this spiritual consciousness, and then the person does not desire anything nor laments for anything. Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. You can see the presence of Paramatma everywhere, the soul everywhere, and Paramatma everywhere. And then Krishna says, Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. Then one is qualified to have my personal devotional service. Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. Like this. Okay, if there is some question, some comments. Senior devotees, comments, please.
Thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. I was wondering, like, you have been in the movement for so many years and you have been practicing Bhakti Yoga. So can you share some experiences, like how over the time, like say initially there were some desires when you were young or something, but over the time these desires evaporated through the process of Bhakti Yoga. Would you like to share something with you?
Okay. Yes, we understand that the desires can be, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the end of the second chapter, apuryamanam achalam pratistham samudram apapravishanti jadvat. Tadvat kama yam pravishant sarve sasantin apnoti na kama kami. That
Krishna gave examples that as the rivers are flowing towards the ocean, in the same way the desire is always appears in the mind. But although the rivers are flowing to the ocean, the ocean remains still. And then the mind of devotee has to be like this. For those who are going after the realization of the desires, they cannot have peace like that. And then this is very important to understand, that we have to be selective in terms of our desires. We have doubt. We can doubt. Oh, this desire is worth to give some effort for them, for it, like that. And then we are selective. Because the desires come to the mind. Once I met one devotee in India, and I knew him for many years like this, and then how is he going? The thing is going. Oh, I have a big problem now. Because I'm doing business, and then I'm gaining so many Lakshmi, and then I cannot chant my round. I go to do my japa, and I was thinking, oh, I have to buy this new car, I have to buy the new house. Oh, this is, I cannot meditate in Krishna. And like this. Passion, like this, mode of passion. And then afterwards, I met him in one farm community. It's called farm community. And I, oh, how are you? Like, oh, now I'm better. Here, yeah, simple living. I'm tranquil. Like this. And then, because the desires, they can, if they are in mode of passion, cannot stop. But we can see that people are already, they are rich, but they want to be more rich. Some artists and rock stars, they are famous, but they want to be more famous, like this. Always anxiety to get like this. This is the mode of passion, desires. But we have this valuable knowledge, and then we can control. And then when one grow older, they can adjust the consciousness. Oh, now it's different. Now my desire is will be directed to Krishna and my spiritual life, and then it's like this. The Vanaprastha stage is the retired. And then one can, even in the civil society, normal society, one become retired. He worked the whole life, and then he has the opportunity to be at home, not so much pressure like this, because it's natural for cultivating the spiritual life. But people go in front of the TV and become hours and hours like this. And then they lose the opportunity of life. But it's very natural. This is natural life. As I preach to the people, this is sustainable life. Because this concept of sustainable development. And also it has to apply to our lives. And we are adopting this kind of concept in our project in Brazil. I'd like you can see some pictures in the internet I give to you. And it's very, very nice experience based on the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So many instructions about this simple living and high thinking and to be in touch with the nature and to understand the nature and cow protection. All these things is very important. And then we have to do this practically. Cannot be only theoretical like this. We have to show the model to the people. In this way we are trying to develop a project. It's not easy at all. Nowadays it's more easy to have a complicated life than simple life. Complicated life, you will buy everything in the shop like this. You have the last technology. Okay. But this is not really what the concept of simple living. Okay, you can use this technology, but properly like this. And in this way, we have this experience, and I think it's very important. What do you think?
Why is it difficult to have a simple life? It should be easier, right, to have a simple life. Why? What makes it difficult to have a simple life?
Because the mentality nowadays, the urban life, is an artificial life. And people are living, they are born in that artificial environment, and they don't have exactly, they don't know how to relate with the nature. Especially nowadays, I have experience because in 70s, in 60s and 70s, and the beginning of the 80s, the mentality of the young people were completely different from now. And they want to go to the countryside and to live in communities and to have this natural living like that. But when appears this machines, computers, like they change completely the mentality of the people. The young people changed. And nowadays they think that the virtual reality is more exciting, more interesting than the natural reality. Natural reality, we have mosquitoes, mud, like this. Everything is very quiet. No so much social life like that. And in this way, nowadays it's very difficult for the young people to adopt this simple living, high thinking like this. It's difficult. Anyway, I have a hope, because everything in this world is cyclic. And then some says in 2012 everything will change. Like this. Everything. Okay, let's see. And everything is cyclic, and then can have again this alternative wave, style of living like this, and then if you can, we are prepared for that. Otherwise, also there is one concept that Srila Prabhupada always spoke about self-sufficiency. This is our ideal. For example, in our project we grow some food, we produce our own electricity, we have cow protection, like this. But there is one concept that is called the food security. Is that if there is one collapse, total, in terms of energy or calamities or war, and then you can survive in your land with what you produce. Of course, we cannot produce everything we can find in the supermarket, for example. We cannot. But we can produce what the land naturally produce. For example, in our farm community, we grow bananas. Grows very nicely, bananas. And other things. Corn we can grow. Some kind of roots we can grow. But not everything. For example, apples. We cannot grow apples because it's humid. Bananas like that humid environment. And then, but we can survive what we can do, our diet, and survive out of that. Simple diet like this, not so much varieties like this, and live out of that. It's like the villages in India. They have rice, they have dal, they have milk, some vegetables, some fruits, like this. In which part of India there's one kind of fruit, as in South Indian, I got the best bananas. And then I mentioned to the host, oh, this banana is delicious. And then he said, oh, this is the Amrita Kela. Oh, this special banana. But today it's not available in Vrindavan. Like this. And then we can survive. Okay. What is?
Hello. I was wondering if on your farm, if you have established all the ashrams, if every ashram is equally represented, or if there's mostly grihastas or mostly brahmacharis.
Yeah.
Working it.
Yeah, this Varna Ashram can be established in rural environment. This is the point. But it has to be naturally, it will appear. Yes. Yeah. And also we have few devotees there.